USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new order from the Centers for Disease Control will require those traveling on nearly all forms of public transportation to wear a face mask as officials try to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The order, which goes into effect Monday night, calls on all travelers on public conveyances, including airplanes, buses, trains, ferries, taxis, and rideshares, to mask up. The order will also extend to airports, train, and bus stations. The order comes as California reaches another grim milestone. According to new data, California has recorded more than 40,000 deaths from COVID-19. Only New York has recorded more, topping 43,000 deaths in that state. New data from Johns Hopkins University shows that the U.S. had recorded more than 26 million coronavirus infections since the beginning of the pandemic. About 439,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A pair of Ohio lawmakers are proposing a day to honor former President Trump in their state. Mike Fortier has that story.
Two state lawmakers proposing a bill to name June 14th, Trump's birthday, as President Donald J. Trump Day in Ohio. State Reps John Cross and Reggie Stoltzfus emailing colleagues Friday looking for co-sponsors of the bill. They say the bill will celebrate one of the greatest presidents in American history, and it will show the more than 3 million Ohioans that voted for Trump that the legislature recognizes his accomplishments. As you can imagine, not everyone is on board with this. Democratic State Rep Jeff Crossman tells the Columbus Dispatch he thinks it's disrespectful because June 14th is already Flag Day, a federal holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the Pentagon has paused a plan to vaccinate armed forces and detainees at Guantanamo Bay. The plan to offer the vaccinations at the base on a voluntary basis was authorized earlier this week, but the Pentagon announced that it was being put on hold while it reviews what it called force protection protocols. There are about 40 prisoners left at the facility on the island of Cuba. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Some members of Congress are looking to reprimand a colleague for threatening comments. Mike Fortier has the details.
Some California Democrats will introduce a resolution next week to censure Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene reportedly called in some Facebook videos for the execution of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Sarah Jacobs is one of those pushing the censure resolution, and she tells CBS News it also calls for Greene to resign.
That is an important component because we know having her in there, having her have that kind of leadership role can incite violence. We've already seen something like that happen.
If Greene doesn't resign, Jacobs at least wants Greene removed from her committees, especially the Education and Labor Committee. Greene has questioned if some school shootings were real or staged events known as false flags. Jacobs says it's important to act swiftly to condemn this kind of behavior.
Making sure that we hold her accountable is an important first step in moving our country forward.
Greene this week said others who managed her social media pages are responsible for the comments. She says Democrats are coming after her because she's a threat to their goal of socialism. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And two lawyers have left former President Donald Trump's impeachment defense team. Deborah Barbier and Butch Bowers have left the defense team in what's being called a mutual decision. The two South Carolina attorneys reportedly left over a difference of opinion in the presentation of their case. The former president's impeachment trial is scheduled to begin the week of February 8th, with Trump accused of inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol building. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.